Have you ever noticed a happy being? Have you ever noticed a happy being is a good being? Have you ever noticed that? A happy being is a good being. My, my, my. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. A happy being is a good being. Now, what determines happiness and what determines goodness? Those are sort of difficult terms to come to grips with. But think about it. A happy being is a good being. When you see a happy person, you never see a person who is getting themselves into trouble. When you see a happy person, you never see a person who's having difficulties with life. When you see a happy person, you see a person who is harmonious, harmonious, and that's a big word, harmonious with himself and all the world. A happy person likes himself. A happy person finds joy in his presence. A happy person enjoys his own company. A happy person doesn't need to go out and seek happiness. He doesn't need to go out and seek friends. He doesn't need to go out and seek a life. He lives it within himself. Every breath a happy person breathes is a joyous breath. It's a breath that says, I like me. I like me. I like me. Silly, isn't it? No, not at all. A happy person is a person who loves life. A happy person is a person who is really enjoying being himself, enjoying living, enjoying everything about life. A happy person is not searching for something. A happy person is something. Think of all the experiences of your life, of your personal life. And think of all the things that you have done, all the places you've gone, all the people you've met, and all the circumstances you've had. How many times have you ever seen a happy person who was getting himself into trouble? Really? How many times have you seen a happy person who didn't like himself? How many times have you seen a happy person who thought that the world was oppressive and very difficult to get along in? If you think about it, you come to the realization that there are no people on the face of the earth who are happy and unhappy at the same time. Sounds interesting, doesn't it? People who are happy and unhappy at the same time. They just do not exist. If you can encourage yourself at all times to be happy, you'll find that life is very exciting. Life is very rewarding. Life is very fulfilling. And life means a great deal. Life is always very fulfilling to everyone who thinks happy thoughts. Life is always fulfilling for everyone who finds joy and peace and harmony in every area of their world. A happy being is a good being. It's a being that looks for goodness everywhere and finds it. You say, but there are things in this world that are not too cool. There are things in this world that are not too lovely, not too wonderful. And ask a happy person to tell you about unhappiness in his world, and he will not be able to do it. Because you cannot be a dualistic person. You cannot be happy and unhappy at the same time. And you say, well, I can be unhappy about some things and happy about other things. No, you can never do that. You are either happy or unhappy. And if you're happy, There is no place for unhappy. There's no place for gloom. There's no place for something that makes you feel sad. And if you're happy, every thought you have is upon joy and peace and harmony and right action. Now, just for instance, if you are anxious and you're worried about something, and you stop for a minute and you take a deep, deep breath, and you let it all out, and then you take another deep breath. You do this 3, 4, 5, 10 times. And by the time you're done breathing deeply, concentrating on a totally different aspect of your being, whether it's the breathing or whatever, but you're concentrating on your deep breathing for 10 times. And by the time you have reached the 10th time, you have completely forgotten about whatever distressed you. You have completely forgotten about whatever disturbed you and made you anxious. You have turned your attention to your breathing. And in the process of turning your attention to the breathing, you're turning attention away from your travail, away from something that disturbs you, towards something that pleases you. And this very act of turning away from one thing to another thing, letting go of one thing and claiming another thing, this very act makes you feel very good. It makes you feel very wonderful. It makes you feel very peaceful. And when you're peaceful, you're happy. When you're peaceful, you're content. When you're peaceful, all of life's problems are not in your attention span. All of life's problems have gone somewhere, who knows where. All of life's problems have disappeared from your attention, from your world. They may still be out there. They may still be something that disturbed and can disturb you. But when you don't give your attention to them, they cannot claim you and give you a hard time. Peace and happiness walk hand in hand. Joy and bliss are neighbors that know each other very well. And you, being yourself, and being a good person that you are, you really are. Only happiness walks beside you. Only happiness floods out of your heart into your world. Only happiness is all about you, and that's all you know, and that's all you care about. It may seem too simple a solution, but you go to the doctor and you take a pill and your pain is gone. Isn't that a simple solution? Why shouldn't all solutions in life be simple solutions? Why shouldn't all ways of going the direction you want to go be simple solutions? You can have a simple solution of driving your car incorrectly and having a problem. And you can have a simple solution of driving your car correctly, loving, blessing your car, and enjoying your car, and your car brings you happiness all the time. It brings you happiness all the time. You know, you think that accidents are something that are terrible, and you think that problems in people's lives are something that are terrible. Well, problems in people's lives are rare. Accidents are rare. If you were to add up all the moments of life, all the moments of time, of all the people on the face of the earth, and then from that subtract the problem time, the time spent in pain or in unhappiness, and you'd find it to be minuscule. You'd find it to be so tiny compared to the greatness of time that exists. Now, we want to make our life so there are no problems. so there are only solutions. There are no anxiety-ridden circumstances. There is only happiness-ridden circumstances. And this can be done by our turning our attention to that which we wish to experience and we wish to be. And you know, you may never have thought about this, but you do not create happiness in you. It's always there and always been there. The only thing you do is you become aware of the happiness that's always within you. We become aware of our original purity and integrity. We become aware of who we are. We become aware of the fantastic beings that we are. And when we are aware of the fantastic beings that we are not aware of the little things that would bug us, little things that would disturb us, little things that would distress us. They're gone like a flash, as though they had never been there. And in truth, they were never there. They were figments of our imagination. And as such figments, we put them there, and we forget them, and they're no longer there. But the truth, happiness, joy, harmony, love, peace, those things are our reality, and they never go away. They're always present, waiting to express as our reality when and as we choose to have them do it. It's our choice. Wonderfully, beautifully happy. Happiness is our choice. A happy being is a good being. Because happiness and goodness go together like the hand and the glove. And happiness and goodness are my choice all the days of my life. And they're your choice too, because you are in my world. And because I love you, I love you, I love you.